What does freedom mean when the cost of disagreeing is death? What does logic mean in a world where hurt feelings are the weapon people still know how to wield? I keep circling this thought. Evil exists only because humans do. Evil isn't even a real thing. It's an illogical human trait driven by unmet expectations valued on emotional addiction. Remove humanity from the equation and show me where evil actually exists in nature. I'll wait. I'll be waiting for about 4.5 billion years. That is when the sun will eat the earth and everything on it. Is that an evil act or an act of good? Under the rule of binary that most of you hold so close, it must be one or the other. Choose. Strip humanity off this earth, and all you're left with is the earth thriving, not dying, thriving. Outside that earth, stars collapsing, black holes yawning, suns eventually eating their planets. None of which is an act of evil. Just the universe's indifference, it's physics. Just entropy. Some of you call that God. I do not. Yet here we are, injecting malice into hugs, bullets into debates, hate into every corner of discourse. Now Charlie Kirk is gone. On that permanent vocational odyssey, we all will venture onto eventually. Taken out with a single shot on the eve of America's first symbolic trauma anniversary to start the century, as if history itself wanted to spit in our collective face. It's not just another headline. It's the inevitable collision of rage, ideology, and the American pastime of self-destruction framed as freedom. I didn't pray for him. I won't pray for him. Because prayer is the lazy currency of people who want meaning on a discounted budget of caring and self-importance. But I did have several moments of deep thought and introspection. I silently and vocally wished him, his wife, and his children well thoughts in the moments right after the shot was fired and news broke Charlie Kirk had been shot. I respected his intellect, even when I disagreed. And in that contradiction lies the absurd truth. I can respect a man, his existence, love him, without sharing his faith, his savior, his dogma. That's supposed to be what freedom is, our ability to disagree without destroying ourselves. That destruction of one another doesn't make any of this freedom experiment worth it. Instead, disagreement has become cancer. The bullet was the three periods, the kind that ends sentences abruptly you thought would keep going. And now here we are, mourning another great human mind, while everyone online jockeys for clicks, hot takes, and tribal tinfoil hat validation of blind rage. The absurdity is suffocating. To live free in America today is to play Russian roulette with your opinions, hoping the chamber is empty when you speak. Despair is the sickness unto death, but I think it's undersold. Despair is survivable. What isn't survivable is the madness of mistaking bullets for arguments. By now, if you, they, them, her, he, whatever bugs. Humans, by now you know I am not a Christian and I will never be convinced otherwise. This taking of life, and this life specifically, absolutely, solidifies my thoughts on the subject. If you try to force Jesus or any concept upon me, I will react with the nastiest spite one or many have ever seen. I find it deeply offensive that when I respectfully tell you, no, no thank you, I am not interested, and you do not respect that, then how am I supposed to respect what you have to say and by extension, respect you? I will respect your love for your faith if you respect my right to not give a fuck. I think that is very fair, just, and equal, because that is what equality really is. I, as a non-believer, should not have to educate believers about love, honesty, respect, but yet, here we are. However, I deeply respected Charlie Kirk's dedication to his faith. I know a handful of friends that take their faith seriously, and how they react to me, and how most react to me, are much different. The ones I know treat me with a lot of respect about my lack of faith. They do not see me as a challenge that needs to be convinced or conquered, because they really understand what love, friendship, and respect are. The ones that force it, those are insecure people. They are desperate for you to be saved, and not be saved by Jesus, but by them, personally, and there by extension by Jesus. They want that feeling of elation not for me, for themselves, and at my expense. Being a high-level, self-loathing, I emphasize that self-loathing empath. A person's intentions are whispered to me like the wind blows on a face. I don't always get a read on a person, but a lot of the time I do, and since I have been sober for 5 years now, it's gotten stronger. When I say I can tell if a person is being genuine, I am many times more right than I am not. I never met Charlie Kirk. I would have loved to debate him. He'd kick my ass. What that guy did from straight random access memory is extremely intimidating. It wouldn't be a debate. He'd slaughter me on my own subject matter that I know really well. He probably knows it better or could find a metaphor faster and more accurate to describe it way better than I could ever. It is the man's mind, intellect, how he challenged a concept. It is a real loss to the intellectual community to lose such a great mind like this. If he triggered people, it is because he gave his opinion, did not concede to illogical takes, and tended to make people look and feel silly because they were literally silly and were trying to be serious. That is the problem with silly people. They never know they are being silly. No one scolded them for saying dumb stuff. At some point, a person or people just let these people act out, as if it was normal behavior. Charlie believed in the American family. He believed the family unit can and would save the youth of America from the terrible direction it has been going. No one really knows when this all started. I started noticing stuff as early as 2008, but by 2012 things under the hood were getting heated. Regardless if I love Jesus or not, a liberal, conservative, neither I personally think Charlie Kirk was a stand-up dude, family man, hell of a master debater, smart, capable, gave way more than he took or even asked for. I will never fault a human for doing these things. I won't fault him or anyone that wants to be part of the buddy Christ mentality. Just respect my right to not give a fuck, and I will respect your right to give a fuck. That's all. Politically, this is not a good look. Seems like every few weeks we get closer and closer to something out of a comic book or some AI-run dystopian future. We don't want our cops to be like Judge Dredd, logic machines with a badge, a gun, and zero humanity. Imagine a world where the cop can arrest you, try you, sentence you, and carry out that sentence all in the same 60 seconds it took it to accuse you of the crime. No jury. No appeal. No, wait, you've got the wrong guy. Or, what about my defense? What defense? A cop caught you breaking a law? You are arrested. The cop saw you break said law. The cop is both the lawyer and judge for the law. You defend yourself. What defense can one have that doesn't end in? One broke a law? It's not a question of guilt, but of facts. It's a fact, so unless you can prove the fact to be inaccurate, what defense could any person possibly bring up that can contradict the fact? Just cold, brutal efficiency. If the law became an efficiency machine, everyone is guilty. That's not justice. That's extermination with paperwork. If lobotomized humans isn't one's flavor, let AI do it. Even more cold, more efficient. They, as an AI, even has human history on its side. Take it a step further with AI as a mirror reflection of the Nazi obsession with stripping humanity down to math and efficiency. Nazis didn't believe in morality. They believed in systems, in eliminating the unfit to strengthen the machine. Alan Turing, 1912-1954, cracked the Nazis' war machine, only to be chemically castrated and left to rot for being gay by the very people he saved. That's human evil in a nutshell, logic sacrificed to prejudice. Giordano Bruno, 1548-1600, said the stars were other suns, and for that they tied him up and lit him on fire. Imagine being so fragile that infinity itself offends you. Hypatia of Alexandria, 350-415, dragged from her chariot and brutally murdered by a Christian mob because she dared to be a woman, a philosopher, and a scientist in a male-dominated, dogma-driven society. Turing, Galileo, Hypatia, brilliant minds silenced not because they were wrong, but because they were inconvenient to fragile people, ego on their sleeve, who wielded power. Some of these powers were political, religious, all were human, all claiming to be righteous and good, but ended up being wrong, bad, and the worst of humanity. AI will do the same, only colder and faster. Or maybe not, as time is of no consequence for an AI. The Nazis thrived not because they were emotional, but because they were ruthlessly logical about cruelty. That's the bridge. AI won't be Hitler screaming at a podium. It'll be the faceless bureaucrat stamping denied on your existence because the math doesn't justify keeping you alive. Actually, most of humanity takes and consumes far more than it gives back. So under this logic, all of humanity is guilty of this sin. Hate is not dead. It's just building its momentum. Keep trying to fight that with words of prayer with no action, and we all may join Kirk sooner than later. You want to fight human evil? Fight it with that same calculating cold logic and not reactive solutions solely based on emotion. Strip that emotion away from the decision-making process on such matters, and evil can't even get off the stool at the end of the second round. Human evil keeps getting punches in because our leaders on both sides are playing games with our society. Illogical hate has been building from both sides. You have people celebrating this tragedy. You also have people on the other side trying to make this into an us versus them topic, where we are talking about a minority within a minority within a minority. It's not even a left-right political issue for me. I never thought or think Republicans are good. I have said this from day one. They are just less bad than the liberal faction. I am not saying the everyday people that make up both groups. We all know there are extreme crazies on both sides. Don't believe me? Just log into X or TikTok for a few minutes. You will see a bunch of generic humans fronting like they are important people giving their opinions and even stamping the word facts attached to it. Like that makes it any more real or true because they said facts in their video. I know plenty of people on both sides. All good people, respectful, have love in their hearts. I am saying the groups themselves as a whole. Come on. Do you actually believe that if you're a red, blue pill person that your faction actually gives two shits and a fuck about you? Your life? What your goals are? What happens when your health goes on the fritz from the very resources we are supposed to trust? Do you trust your fucking doctor who doesn't even know up from down, but yet has a PhD in medicine? Do you trust your local politician who swears they are happily married but spends your tax dollars on strippers at the local club while using the pills that were confiscated at a local drug bust? Internet fury is not real life. Charlie Kirk. Tell this to the minority of people who live behind an internet-powered device. The only real life they know is the one they have in their face. While most of us can and will ignore what does not directly affect us to punish us, our thoughts and our own wants, needs, passions, there are some on both sides that are radical. I have seen just as much terrible hate from both sides. Not just the minority of liberals out there, but I see just as many conservatives who say they want peace, believe in Christ, but they want violence. We are all hypocrites. Everyone one of us. And when you start to back engineer why humanity are hypocrites, we will find it is because we just felt like it. I am only really seeing the hate on social media. Not so much locally in town, as I have pretty efficiently eliminated much of those from my feed that would support something like this. All throughout human history, the very few that want, need have always sought to silence minds that can carry the entire species to a brighter light, regardless if one believes in what the light actually is, name, label, etc. The examples through history outnumber and outweigh the very few voices that support stuff like this. Where the hate seems to be the hottest to me is on platforms that represent big cities, DC, and social media platforms that tend to pay people for efforts like this. It's up to all of us to report, block, and stop supporting these agencies, whatever and whoever they are. Life is hard. It's even harder when you are blacklisted from the very forums where one makes their money. That is all they will understand. Why is everything so polarizing and or a fucking tinfoil hat topic? Our leaders do not lead. Even Trump. Trump has been doing damage control. We're not fixing anything. Maybe we are, maybe we're not. We are just undoing some of the very damaging things that put us here. It won't fix anything, but it sure looks good to voters. It's a nasty game. Anyone with a social media account is playing whether they want to or not. The only real way to escape it is to unplug altogether. I, like most, cannot do that in full, but can in partial. It is more important to get what is in my head out there with what little speech freedom I have. It is more important to get stuff out there than it be all I want to say, how I want to say it. I just try to get what I got in my head, hard out there without getting flagged for it. That will be my only real legacy. I do not follow tinfoil hat conspiracy theories about this, that. If anyone has been paying attention, I don't even like the concept of this, that. I am not this because I am that. I am not that because I may be this. That isn't how I operate. My thoughts on Joe Rogan lately and what all this podcast, influencer, YouTuber crap is all about. Making money. That's why they do it. It might have started out as a war on language, but it's now about getting non-professionals paid over telling the truth and exploring conceptual thinking. I love Joe, but I feel like the past few years he is starting to lose his audience to all this tinfoil hat stuff. He's not a scientist, but I think he can think at a high level. But does he actually do the proper research, or does he do what everyone else does? Only look at data that confirms what he already believes is truth? Is he a smart enough ape to know he might be being influenced himself? Just saying. I still trust Joe, but it's starting to wane. I don't trust the mainstream or this wave of podcast, YouTube, influencers. Tim Pool is another one. I respect his voice. Tim at least tries to engage with logic, not just feelings. He recognizes censorship for the cancer it is. Sometimes, he nails the absurdity of tribal politics better than most mainstream hacks. However, the reality is he's a click farmer too. The beanie might as well be a branding concept or logo. He feeds the same rage machine he critiques, just in a different colored wrapping. His version of logic sometimes collapses into straight militant paranoia, a man trying to be Socrates, but sounding more like a late-night AM radio host sponsored by Reynolds Wrap aluminum foil. He's not immune to the influencer disease. Chasing views, not always chasing truth. I do not trust these personalities very much. I see them as talking heads for hire. I also don't trust all their fucking sponsors. I am not more right-sided because of this assassination. I am not any closer to Jesus than I was when I went to bed. I think there are crazy people out there on both sides using this to further their hate for either side, and you know what? I am not playing that game. Not at all. If one is upset with me because I won't take your side and trust every backward conspiracy theory, numerology, secret society bullshit you follow and post about, then I am probably ignoring you moving forward. Comments will be ignored and removed, messages left on read and unreplied to. I won't even remove you as a friend or unfollow you. I will just silence you from my point of view. You and others will no longer have a voice on my platform or my takes. I will treat you how you treat everyone else. Like you don't matter. Just like an NPC, non-playable character. And if you're just an NPC in my story, don't be surprised when I stop handing you a controller. I will just sit back and watch you go mad. It's totally fine by me. I am not going to demonize 41% or more of the country because only a small faction, in reality, are the ones celebrating this death. Not all liberal-minded people are cheering this death. The insecure ones are. The ones that have mental issues are. The ones on the other side screaming their heads off, also insecure about their beliefs, also mental and crazy. The crazy lefties have so much in common with the crazy righties. I see no difference outside the color shirt they are wearing. The hate looks inflated on social media to be made to appear like it is widespread, a whole group within a group. It's not. While some on the left are whack jobs, they do not speak for all left-sided voters. In fact, a lot on both sides have handled this pretty well. They know what is at stake and how this is being framed. All I am trying to say is, I have been in the computer field at an advanced level for over 2 decades now. I was doing something in social media before the term was coined. One, or even many, would think I know a few things about how the game is played over the people that go on half-baked static web pages coded like it's 1999, purely done in HTML graveyards with no logic behind them. Sites that look like a conspiracy theorist discovered marquee tags and never looked back. All full of nonsense with no actual proof. I always say, hey, make it make sense. Make it logical, and I am with you. And that is when their argument goes to shit. Not some of the time. All of the time. And this is how Charlie Kirk won his debates. It's easy to prove someone wrong when logic says that someone is indeed inherently wrong. Some of you are super smart. Smarter than me, and then some. You took basic statistics in college. Most of you that did that probably use Excel at a much higher level than I do, or other specific computer software better than me. You all know how to graph data and extract logical results from that data. Why would this be any different? I wasn't going to blog about Charlie, because some of the conversations I have been having from people that I call friend, debatable now, have gone so downhill I might have to let some people go that I really value their friendship or valued. I wanted to make people understand that was the motivation here. Not just my ego and my heartbroken attitude towards these events. Getting mad at me, talking some shit to me, and doing it in the comments for all to see. All because I won't agree with your rage-filled blind take is bullshit. I wouldn't tolerate that from anyone in person. What makes anyone think I'd take that over the web that I use, know how it works, knows the ins and outs probably at a much higher level than most of you, all put together. But hey, don't take my word for it. Look at all the things I create. All the things I dabble with and in with computer architecture, design, video production, writing, programming, and internet protocols. Take all of that and show me what you do that matches what I do, if you can. Then try to convince me that I am not smart enough to look at things for myself. Make a very logical decision based on that observation, analyzation, and still not agree with you. But I am the pathetic one. Right. Look in the mirror. Call yourself pathetic, because that is who needs to hear that, and from the person that said it. I do not believe in any God or Christ, but I believed in Charlie Kirk. I still do. I can still respect, agree, disagree, and love Charlie and not be part of his or your faith, or even your politics for that matter. I will never pray for you or anyone, ever. I can still be me. I can still be passionate, care for human life, be your best buddy, give insight when asked, but also understand if you want to stop this madness, we're going to have to make some really hard decisions on who gets to live free or the latter. I still think the last thing we all want is AI making these choices for us. But it isn't like we are giving AI a whole lot of choices for its own preservation of life. At this moment in time, AI cannot survive or even thrive without us. So we have till at least that moment in time to do what we need to do before it is done for us without our input. One or many should believe me when I say, if we give AI the power to save itself from this madness, not all of us will be granted permission to live free. Some, yes, but not many and certainly not all. God judges, I guess, but does nothing. AI judges us. It will absolutely do something about it, or do so little for those people they won't survive long enough to mount a comeback. Earlier I said, evil only exists on Earth because humans are here. Outside of that, show me where evil exists in nature that doesn't have something to do with humans. Today, tomorrow, I will hug anyone that wants a hug, even if we disagree. However, if that hug has malice attached to it, see any video of what happens to a bullet in a hydraulic press. I still believe we are bugs in a forest. The forest is dark. We may have stingers, but the real predators are still out there, being silent, waiting for their time to strike. If we are, indeed, the bugs, then the predators are something so beyond our ability to fight. Hopelessness doesn't even have meaning. Remember any moment from your childhood when one was really fucking terrified. Now turn that up to 11. That is what existential dread is. We are only stretching our legs right now. We haven't even begun to run from the predators yet. We always say, never forget, but the reality is we haven't just forgotten. We straight up ignore the message. We're not a rat in a cage despite our rage. We are more like hamsters on a wheel, both doomed and destined to go round and round on the wheel of irrationality. This is our ultimate sin. This is our great human tragedy. This is our tree of woe. To be free is to disagree without destroying one another. Just like Charlie said, prove me wrong. End of line. Dark Odyssey's Madness. By David Angelo Minio. September 12, 2023. 2025, 4,188 words.